What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything, but today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from The Dark Side of Wikipedia. If you like this show and you also like the paranormal, then be sure to check out my other podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every single Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of The Grave Talks.
Today on The Grave Talks, solving the puzzle, a conversation with Bruce Halliday. Spirits seem to try to communicate with the living in many ways. One of those ways is through a device known as a ghost box. A box that scans radio frequencies in hopes of a spirit using the energy of the white noise to audibly bring messages to the living. No one knows this better than Bruce Halliday. Today, Bruce joins us to discuss the principles of helping spirits cross over, untruthful communication, helping loved ones get a message from the dead, and the pros and cons of using a device like a ghost box in a criminal investigation. First, we'll start out by discussing what makes a ghost box work, for those unfamiliar.
Yeah, well, ghost boxes are, you know, I mean, for those of you out there that are not familiar with what a ghost box is, a ghost box is a device that we use that renders live spirit communication. It's more or less, it receives radio signals from regular broadcast radio, either the AM or FM band. Some ghost boxes use a shortwave band. We receive the radio signals, and the premise behind the ghost box is that it's designed to sweep the radio band at a certain speed continuously so that it breaks down the full words or phrases or sentences of human speech into small sound fragments. In turn, we believe over the years of doing research and through the communication that we get and, you know, what we've been able to, piece together over the years, the way an entity will deliver communication through a ghost box is they will actually take bits and pieces of the sound that's being produced by the ghost box, and they sort of put the pieces together to build full words and sentences of communication, and in turn that's delivered through the speaker of the ghost box. That allows us to hear it in real time as they're sending it, as they're communicating it. So it's not like traditional EVP where you would have to start a recording device, ask your questions, let the recorder run for a certain amount of time, and then you would review the recording to see if you captured any electronic voice phenomenon, which would be communication from an entity that's not of this world. And you would not hear that communication live with traditional EVP. The advantage of a ghost box is it allows us to hear the communication live as it's delivered, and it gives us the opportunity to have a back and forth interaction with the entity that we're communicating with live in real time.
My question I'd have about that, and it's one of them I had early on, and then we'll go into some of our other stuff, is someone who's just learning about this for the first time, they may wonder, okay, you're sweeping the bands. What is to say that you know, just by random chance after so many times, you're going to hear the radio announcer say, you know, this syllable, and then the next band has another syllable, and by chance it starts to sound like words and such. Who's to say that is all that is happening? It's just kind of luck. Or are we talking that these entities are using the bands themselves, and they, in fact, are almost broadcasting their own words by using the energy of the white noise, the energy of the actual broadcast signals, to create their own words and things of that nature?
All right, that's like a two-part answer. So,
yeah, go for it.
As far as receiving stray radio words, full words of radio broadcast, and mm-hmm. You know, even up to full two or three word phrases mm-hmm. of full radio broadcast, that's an inherent it's an occupational hazard with the use of a ghost box.
Mm-hmm.
No ghost box is capable of eliminating 100% of any stray radio signal or full words of radio that may escape being broken down by the sweep of the ghost box.
Mm-hmm.
So it does happen. Now, there are, let me explain. Well, I want to put this the right way for people that, you know, I want to put it like in very simple terms so that people that don't know about it will understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When you do ghost box communication, when you use a ghost box for any period of time, and the first part of this answer is going to be that this spirit communication is very discernible. It stands out from what would be, say, stray radio signal words that you may get that may coincide or be in relevant proximity to what you were asking the question or the topic of your session, you know, and would you would believe that a stray radio signal would be an answer to your question or could be mistaken for communication. It's communication. When you hear stray radio signal come through the box or you find it in review of your recording, of your session recording, human speech is very tonal. It's very, it has a cadence to it. It's very structured. It's not chaotic. It's very uniformed in its delivery
mm-hmm.
and its tone and its frequency, its sound. So if you were to hear, say, you know, if you were to ask a simple question like, you know, is there anyone there today that would like to communicate with me? And you hear the response, I'm here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You take those two words. Now, if that was stray radio signal that happened to come through and it just happened to coincide, it happened to be a relevant answer to the question that you asked, you would hear, I'm here, the way you hear me speaking it now. It's in the same tone of voice. It's being delivered in the same voice, the same tone. It's being delivered in a fluid manner. And you hear that it's actually human speech. When an entity uses a ghost box to form communication, like I said, they're making up words. The words that they send, the communication they send, are more or less a patchwork of these small fragments of sound. So when you hear, I'm here, and that is an actual spirit communication or an actual entity communicating through the ghost box, it's going to be apparent that it's not typical human speech. Like, it's not going to sound, it could come, the I'm could come in a male voice, the here could come in a female voice. It could be one word, could be a combination of both high and tone pitch, high and low tone, high and low pitch, so that it's just going to sound, it's going to sound erratic. It's not going to sound comfortable and complete the way a human voice would sound if they were speaking in a regular human speech, you know. So, but it takes time to discern that live. Like, if you're hearing it live during a session, there's so much going on during a ghost box session, so much sound and so much chaos from the sweep is going on, that when you, if you're, it takes a while for you to develop an ear to discern what might be stray radio signal and what could be actual communication. After a while, you get to know it's second nature. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. usually you'll ask for, you'll see seasoned ghost box operators, people with experience, they know to structure their ghost box session in a way that the questions that they ask will give the most limited amount of opportunity for a stray radio signal to be mistaken for an answer. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, if you ask just basic generic questions that require a yes or no answer, or require a one or two word, one syllable word answers, it's gonna be hard pressed to determine whether that was. I mean, you still can do it. You'll still determine, like, maybe not on the spot, but in review of the recording, you'll say, "Well, you know what? That's stray radio signal." Or, you know what? That just sounds like it can't be stray radio signal because it's not. It's just two different voices, or it's a little bit too chaotic or unstructured to be just a regular human speech. You know? So it takes time, it takes experience, but you know that is, like I said, it's an inherent thing with ghost box communication. Words, and you know, sometimes, not often, but sometimes whole phrases will escape the sweep of the box and come through. Stray radio signal will come through, and you know, from time to time you can mistake it for being actual communication. Mm-hmm. But like I said, if you structure your session to ask questions, like instead of asking a basic question that'll, you know, derive a yes or no answer, or just a basic answer that could be mistaken, you know, if something did come through, stray signal did come through, you could mistake it for communication. Structure your sessions in a way where you're going to ask specific questions that'll, you know, warrant answers that are not generic. You know what I mean?
Sure. And that starts to make a lot more sense the way that that you explain it. When you go into sessions and you're obviously you're opening this door to all sorts of possibilities of who or what you may be communicating with. And sometimes, you know, it's specific things you're looking for. Sometimes you may be surprised by, you know, who you end up communicating with. Let's talk about something like a wayward spirit, you know, someone who's there, who's communicating with you. What do you, you know, once you get that communication and they're there, what do you know to do with it? Is it just a matter of let's talk, let's hear your story? Is there anything you can do for them? Are they looking for help from this side? What sort of things have you discovered in that sort of area?
Well, usually, like I said, I'll organize my session before I start it, and I'll have a specific set of questions, and you know, most of the time, a specific entity that I'll try to communicate with. But if there is, you know, if a communication does come through and it's a random communication from an entity and it doesn't have anything to do, it has no relevance to the topic that I set for the session or any relevance to the question that I asked, but it's just, you know, a generic statement mm-hmm. by the entity. Well, not generic, but it's a random statement by an entity that just wish to get that communication through. We get a lot of, and I know this happens to all, you know, almost all, if not all, people that operate ghost boxes. We get requests for help on a continuous basis. I mean, I don't think there's a session that goes by that I don't get some entity asking for help in some way, you know, and it's usually, and you can tell, I mean, it's an authentic plea for help because you can hear the inflection in the communication. You know, it's like a distressed ask for help. It's not just like, you know, if you were to hear someone say, oh, why don't you offer some help? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's usually a distressed request for help, like help or help me, you know, or I need help, you know, like that. It's like a distressed call, mm-hmm. you know? So are you
saying you literally hear them saying I need help, or is it more
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. I could send you. Yeah. Wow. I mean, I could play 100 audio files for you that I have cataloged that have that exact phrase.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, Search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.